On an Android? Get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Welcome back, folks. Welcome back. 884-9910, our number. I'm John Potter, and we just hit 64 degrees in Reno. Speaking of the weather, and are you ready? Tomorrow, 81 for a high. That's our first 80 since what, August or something? That's darn impressive. 80 degrees on Monday. Then it's a perfect 75 on Tuesday. Wednesday, 71. 69 degrees on Thursday. And then down to 61 on Friday. And then 65, I think, next Saturday. So I tell you, that is the most perfect forecast. Not wet at all, though. And I always like to see a little wetness mixed in, but you couldn't have written it better yourself. All right, Phil is in Carson City, and we're taking your calls at 884-9910, texts also. And let me just repeat what I said before, Fox News, that more than 100 people were out attending that Washoe County Library Board trustees meeting Wednesday to give their comments about Drag Queen Story Hour and the potential book bans. And the board rejected all the conservative activists who were, you know, grouping together to attend this thing. The word was out, hey, we got to stop these things. Library board rejected the book bans pushed by the conservative activists. And also, you know, the Washoe County Library Board just loves this drag queen story time. You know what? I know kids like clowns. But do they have to have cleavage and big breasts? That's not a joke. I mean, I'm serious about this. There's a shocking documentary on HBO, and it's called Quiet On Set, and it's about kids working in TV, specifically Nickelodeon. Have you adults seen some of the stuff on Nickelodeon? They take these, like, eight-year-old girls, and they dress them like they're 25, and they put them in these situations where you think, oh my gosh, when you think about it, that's incredibly sexual without being blatant about it. There's a lot of squirting in their face and things like that, and there is a documented pedophile who was involved in recruiting these kids to be on the shows. And he's never put in jail or anything like that. I mean, but it's obvious what he was doing, and he just got another job somewhere. But you know what? I believe this drag queen story time is along those lines. You know, these are little kids going to hear stories with guys wearing low cut, big breasted gowns and such, well, makeup and everything. And I just don't, why, if you want people to read stories to kids, can we get some veterans or something like that to do it? I don't get the obsession with putting drag queens in the situation with 6 and 7 year old kids. I'm not saying, you know, they're overtly sexual and such, but I think it's more negative than positive. Phil's staying quiet. That's fine.
You caught me with a mouthful of coffee.
I'm sorry about that. And coffee is sacred to me. I understand fully.
When it comes to drag time story hour, as long as they're dressed appropriately.
Well, they're not. It's very garish and show busy. And of course, you know, that means accentuating the breasts and, and the outfits, they're not stripper outfits, but they're close. And I'm sure I get a lot of people mad about this, about what I think. But after seeing this documentary, check it out if you have HBO, Quiet On Set, Kids on TV.
They've been talking about it a lot on the air this week on some of our shows.
Oh, okay.
They have.
Well, I just added to it, I guess. All right. Well, I'm on a roll here. Let's talk about the, let's update you on the Mideast. The House today is heading toward passage of a $95 billion foreign aid package. One of the countries getting all this money, Israel. And there's also Taiwan. Now, Taiwan is getting a lot of our money, even though Taiwan has an awesome economy. And also Ukraine, again, is getting a lot of our money. And a lot of money in Ukraine is going to pay for Ukraine welfare. If you look into it, it's really shocking. I'm not going to get, you know, into that too much. That just piss people off. I won't do it. But anyway, this afternoon, lawmakers in the House are expected to vote separately on aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Tensions are simmering right now, this morning, with no large battles in the past 6 hours. Israeli military says it has killed 10 terrorists. By the way, go to the CNN website on the, well, don't do it. I hate CNN. But this was the headline on CNN. Israeli military says it has killed 10, and they put the word terrorists in quote marks. And you know what? When the news media does that, that means, oh, we don't believe these are really terrorists. This is what they say. That's really offensive. Israeli military says it's killed 10 terrorists in an operation at a refugee camp in the West Bank. Bill Maher last night said the attacks, these drone attacks, are very hard on Iranian women because it's very difficult to run without showing ankle. See, I laughed, but I'm ashamed of myself.
I'm there with you right now. I'm embarrassed for at myself for finding that very funny.
It's Bill Maher. He's no holds barred. And no, folks, he's not a rabid liberal. He sees both sides of things. He's like Bill O'Reilly in a way. And Bill O'Reilly would take the Democrats to task an awful lot. And that's what Bill Maher is. He hates wokeness. And he is not fond of the new generation and says a lot of common sense. So I'm a big Bill Maher fan. Sorry about that. Okay, so what else? On to happier things locally. You may have heard, Reno is getting Dairy Queen back. Hallelujah.
Dun, 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 dun.
High five. I love the Dilly Bar, and I love the Oreo Blizzard. The only blizzards I like are at Dairy Queen. I love that you can turn your Blizzard cup upside down and nothing comes out. It is solid goodness. You know, your Dairy Queen server will sometimes, when you order the Blizzard and they give it to you, they will first sometimes do that in front of you after they make it. They turn it upside down. And wow, impressive. So hardcore.
I'm a sucker for a plain vanilla cone. A nice, large, plain vanilla cone with a little curly Q at the top. I love soft serve. Huh.
You miss out on the chocolate shell? What, you mate, you animal?
Occasionally. Depends on my mood. But normally, no. Just a plain vanilla cone. Keep it simple.
See, that's known as soft serve animal style, I think. But now, anyway, the Blizzard. I actually think that was company policy, that the server, a Dairy Queen, was supposed to turn the Blizzard cup upside down. That was the thing they did all the time, I believe. But they stopped doing that, I think, years ago. If they don't do that, if they don't turn it upside down when they give it, say, do the thing! Do the thing! just remember, folks, ice cream does not ask questions about your life. Ice cream understands.
Where is this new Dairy Queen going to be?
Shame on me. I didn't read the article long enough, but it was on TV news. So okay. this was 2 days ago, but I got a scoop for you right now. This just came out this morning. You'll be the first to hear about this right now. Trader Joe's I found this on the Trader Joe's corporate website. You can look it up. Click locations on Trader Joe's corporate website. And right there, it confirms. We have a Trader Joe's coming to Sparks. It's going to be at the old World Market location on Los Altos. Yeah, way out there. Part of the big, huge mass of Costco and everything else out in Sparks. And this new Trader Joe's is going to be an addition to the other new one already planned for Sierra Summit Mall and the old Orvis store location. And I'll tell you what the best news is about these two new Trader Joe's. They are both going to be a lot larger than the longtime crowded shop in a sardine can Reno location, Trader Joe's on Smith Ridge Drive. These are going to be a lot bigger. If you've been to San Francisco, you know the Trader Joe's, which is close to the wharf. As you're making way down to the wharf, that big Trader, this is what these are going to be. They'll probably be even bigger. And these two Trader Joe's have been begged and asked for 10 years, I think, people begging for a Trader Joe's. And you know who keeps getting screwed? North Reno.
Yes.
You know, very much so. They're going to keep the Trader Joe's on Smith Ridge, which is basically South Reno, and they're going to add a Trader Joe's in Sierra Summit Mall, which is South Reno. So a little bit unfair. I used to live in North Reno. I loved it there. There was not the congestion and everything of South Reno, but it still had everything you needed. And I think it needs a Trader Joe for North. Right, Phil? I mean,
you live
up there, don't you? Because you're always complaining about the traffic backup on 395 there.
Yeah, it takes me a half hour to drive 8.8 miles home every afternoon. But what bothers me is North Reno from McCarran North doesn't exist to a whole lot of people. They just shut down the St. Mary's Urgent Care up there off of Vista Knoll.
Oh, I heard that. Yeah.
And I needed it last week. Unfortunately, it wasn't there. And I went to the other urgent care, the one for Renown. That one's over there by Rayleigh's. They don't take my insurance. I was kind of goofed, to tell you the truth. We have businesses dropping out. We don't have anything coming in.
Well,
we have a whole bunch of people moving up there, but there's nothing to support them.
Well, that particular business, Health, is going through a terrible doctor-provider shortage at the moment. Makes me worried at my age about that. That is a big, huge concern. I wish they'd come up with a solution. I think I just read on some news site some politician did something, but I'm sure it wasn't. It's probably all talk. But then, boy, we need more doctors and providers. And it drives me crazy when people get on Twitter and Facebook, people from out of town, they put up a lot of posts asking questions. Well, I'm thinking of moving to Reno, Nevada. I'm a doctor or I'm a nurse. What can you tell me about living in Reno, Nevada? And you have these locals here answer with these very negative comments.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Renown's a bleep show. And St. Mary's going out of business and avoid, avoid, avoid. What are you locals doing? These are people we need immediately. And you're just screwing yourself because you live here and you're telling prospective nurses and doctors who want to move to Nevada to not come.
Housing is so expensive and you won't like it. And
just shut your mouth, man. Really, shut your mouth. Help us out. Help yourself out. Don't do that. Anyway, along with the Dairy Queen and the Trader Joe's, I thought I would ask what else do we not have that you would like to see here?
Oh.
Okay? Because I think a lot of people, now I'm starting to hear from people they want in Aldi's. In Aldi's. Have you heard of this? It's a supermarket, and I think the same owners of Trader Joe's also runs Aldi's. That's what I was told.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's very big in Europe, I guess, and Canada has them, and people. And I think the U.S., there's a couple of Aldis, and people just love them. I mean, you think Winco is inexpensive? The Aldis specialize in that, and they are a supermarket, and it's good quality food. It's like Costco without the big, huge packages.
I saw an Aldi's in Watertown, Wisconsin when I was up there years ago.
Okay, yeah, they're in the U.S. Okay.
And
so many rave reviews about this. What'd you think?
It's akin to a Winco, quite frankly, or Cub Foods. Mm-hmm. It's about the same. It's a grocery store. Kind of bright and airy. At least, you know, this is years ago. Things have changed.
I heard it was the second coming of grocery store heaven.
I wouldn't go that far with it.
Well, a lot of hype about it. But that's what friends of mine want. So sure. Let me ask you, 884-9910, what do you want that we don't have presently here in Northern or Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Tahoe? By the way, fit this in, retail crime, shoplifting is up again in Nevada. Let me just say to you prospective thieves, don't steal. The government hates the competition. 10:22 is our time. I'm going to take a break. I'm John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday, 9 to noon. You can text us to 884-9910. Take a break. Be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 10:22.
.1, 92.3 is FM Talk.
There is a house in New Orleans.
Don't you love older guys who sing out loud and get the lyrics wrong? It's a thing. I'm John Potter, live and local, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, each and every Saturday morning, 9 to noon. Let's go to the phones. Kevin is calling from Reno, and Kevin, I'm glad you called, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, John. I appreciate you guys, what you do over there at that radio station. And I have a couple of comments on this package that we got going to Ukraine.
Yes,
I don't know if you guys...
They're voting this afternoon, of course, Kevin, on all this, trillions now, dollars going to Ukraine, along with Taiwan and Israel. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, you know, remember the last time that they sent a package, and I don't remember the actual date that we sent them money, and then all of a sudden Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, show up in Ukraine in a war zone to take a picture opportunity with the president of Ukraine. And then we turn around and we send the first lady on Air Force One, and she goes to Ukraine in a war zone. And it's very ironic, I feel, and I may be wrong, that all of a sudden these people show up right after we give them billions and billions of dollars. I'm just kind of curious why. Why they are there.
Cameras, right? Cameras. If there were no cameras there or no reporters there, you know they wouldn't give a darn about it. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just kind of curious, you know, all of a sudden, you know, our President Grandpa, if I ever so kindly call him that, you know, they get this money through these backdoor deals, and I don't know why. It's the first time in our history that we sent a first lady by herself to a war zone, and it just baffles me that she shows up right after they get their huge package of money. And you know, I'm just kind of curious on what goes on that airplane with her. And she's only there for a mere hours. Same thing with Pelosi and Schumer.
Well, you know, it's a top news story out there. They know that it's going to make the top of the newscast, and there are a lot of cameras there, and that's about it. I'm more upset with the more than rumored corruption going on in Ukraine, and how this money that we're doling out, which is phenomenal, what it's totaled, it's over a trillion by far, It's not accounted for. They don't know really where it's being spent. If they are, they aren't telling us a thing. It's like they're not keeping an accounting of everybody who's crossing the border into Texas. I appreciate your call, Kevin. Thanks a lot. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News, and we're going to be back with Derek Lee. And listen, just like last Saturday, and this is becoming a habit with me, I am furious with our House, our Senator, our U.S. Senator, Catherine Cortez Masto, who had her closest aide killed in a hit and run by an illegal alien here in the area. Speaking of people who are not kept track of, her closest aide was killed in a hit and run from an illegal alien who killed him. And she votes against the impeachment of the guy who's in charge of the border, who's doing a terrible job, Mayorkas or anything. I can't get into it now, but I'm furious about it. But we're going to also make you happy. There's happy news, too, happening locally. But our I'll calm down, John. Derek Lee is coming up next. We're going to talk about some great formulas for your body. They work. I'm a big fan. So, and we'll take your calls on it, too. And the topics today are going to be your gut health, which affects your serotonin levels. And that's where serotonin basically comes from. And also his Fat Buster concoction, which is basically a very effective Ozempic type thing without the chemicals. So anyway, that's up next after Fox News. And then we'll get to those open topics like Catherine after the 11 o'clock in the morning, Fox News. You got to chime in on that. I'm John Potter. Going to break right now for Fox News. Then we're on with Derek on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1031.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Morning. What a beautiful day for a radio show. And here he is, Derek Lee. Derek Lee, the originator, the producer of Restore, Fat Buster. And we're lucky that he is local. From Minden is where his company is. By the way, I've had you on so many times. I never asked you, what's the name of your company?
Brain Health Formulas. Brain Health
Formulas.
Oh,
that's right. BrainHealthFormulas.com.
Yeah, that's it.
I didn't take enough Restore this morning. All right, so we got good topics today. And, you know, it's funny that we want to talk about, or you wanted to talk about, your formula for gut health. And I never paid that any attention, but I was watching Bill Maher last night, and as a guest he had what's her name, Julian Michaels.
Oh yeah.
Okay, she went into this gut health thing and why it's so important. I had no idea that our serotonin comes from the gut, right? And serotonin is everything when you want to be a happy person in life, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Serotonin's it's one of the reward centers. And so if we don't produce enough serotonin, it can lead to depression. Mm-hmm. And so if people don't feel good, if people don't get a reward for doing something, you know, emotional reward, sometimes they continue to search for that reward. And so it can be an ongoing battle looking to feel better.
Well, I thought, my impression was that we just had a limited storehouse of serotonin in the brain, and if you do things like you drink too much, it exhausts the serotonin in your body and such. I did not know that the body produces serotonin from your gut.
Serotonin is down. It's related to dopamine. So dopamine gets produced in the brain, and then serotonin works hand in hand with dopamine. So if we can stimulate dopamine, serotonin can be utilized naturally based on a dopamine increase. Serotonin does not always function independently of dopamine.
But the more serotonin, the better for you, right? The happier?
The more likely you are to be happy and content, yes.
Okay, so how can we, or you, how can you produce that in your gut, speaking of gut health? What is good for it?
What is good for it is a formula that I released a few weeks ago. Gut health is how we absorb nutrients. And so I'm going to tell you a quick story of some feedback I got recently from several people, actually. This one lady, this is the fascinating story. She has Alzheimer's. I've met with this couple several times over the past 6 months. She's been taking Restore, made huge improvements. It surprised me how much of an improvement she actually made. And so I was thrilled with that. And then so I met with them this last week, and I brought over the Akkermansia formula, which works on gut health. And so I gave it to them one night. And so there's a nighttime capsule and a daytime capsule. And the only difference is the nighttime capsule is enteric coated. So it releases further into the intestinal tract, versus the daytime capsule is not enteric coated. So it releases sometimes in the stomach, sometimes in the small intestine, depends how far it goes before it opens up. And so it's the exact same formula with the exception of a different concentration of bacteria, of Akkermansia. And so got this couple, and so she has caretakers. The caretakers are my friends, and they told me the story. So they gave her the nighttime capsule, which only has 1 million CFU of Akkermansia, the daytime formula, which has 10 million CFU of Akkermansia, and her husband and one of their friends were talking, and she was speaking to the caretaker, and she heard her husband mention my name, and she chimed in, "Oh, Derek, he was here last night." This is an Alzheimer's lady who she has never remembered my name. She's met me 3 times in her life, and she actually recalled my name from the night before.
And so you're saying serotonin ties in with helping the brain overcome Alzheimer's in a way?
I believe so.
Okay.
And so that
does it make scientific sense?
I can explain it, but I don't know that we have enough time on this show.
That's all right. We, you know what? We do tend to get too deep in the weeds about the body. So what is this ingredient and what does it do in the gut? In your formula?
From what we have experimented with, mm-hmm. and so I read every single research paper on Akkermansia. And what led me to that was trying to deal with heartburn, and it's had a tremendous effect on heartburn. And so what I recognize is Akkermansia functions on with the mucosa in the gut. So that's what actually enables our gut to be healthy, is the mucosa. And so the healthier the gut mucosa is, the healthier our brain's going to be, because we have to absorb nutrients. And with each section of the intestinal tract, we absorb different nutrients in different areas of the intestinal tract. And so the brain gets fed all the nutrients from the intestinal tract. So if we're deficient in any one area, that's a deficiency the brain does not get. The brain does not receive all the nutrients. Therefore, as we age, it only compounds with deficiency.
You know, that makes perfect sense. And I do appreciate you talking to me like I'm a first grader. I know you, it's a hard thing for you to do. I'm picturing everything you said. It makes perfect sense. This is how you convert the food, the fuel in your body.
That's correct.
To bring things like serotonin to your brain. Okay, so two other things we're going to get into today, cholesterol and incontinence. We never did get to incontinence much last Saturday. And you know what? We had a call this morning asking Phil in Carson City, is he going to finally talk about incontinence and what you can do for that situation? So what do you want to start with, cholesterol or incontinence? What are you in the mood for?
Both.
Okay. Let's do incontinence.
Let's do it. It actually ties right back into what we were talking about. So I started looking at all of our organs, because our organs function really good as we're younger, but as we age, they start to not function as well. So I started looking at, well, why? Why is it as we age, our body falls apart? I don't believe it's supposed to be that way. And so if we bring that back to gut health, and if we look at Akkermansia, the bacteria that we were just talking about, if we look at that as how it regulates the fluid, it regulates the mucosa, that's the repair mechanism for the body. So if we pair mucin-based ingredients, things that produce mucus, and we pair all the necessary ingredients together with that bacteria, it can repair the things that don't work properly in the body. And we have firsthand experience with incontinence that has to do with the bladder. And so if that bladder membrane becomes dry or not enough mucosa, because mucosa lines the interior of the bladder, and so that's how the brain draws a signal to the bladder. And so if that mucosa is deficient anywhere, it's kind of like a deficiency in an electrical system. Mm-hmm. As soon as that electrical field becomes slightly disconnected, the brain loses connection. Therefore, it makes it really challenging to provide nutrients to keep restoring it. And so Acromantia kind of fills in that void by providing mucosa to the bladder. And so therefore, it would reduces incontinence. It might take, we'll say, a month, maybe 2 months to rebuild that mucosa, but we have to rebuild the intestinal tract first before we can repair these organs.
So your product for incontinence and your product for gut health has the same ingredient?
Yep. The only thing that's different is different amount of Acromantia, and the daytime formula is not enteric coated, so it breaks open probably in the stomach and then goes into the small intestine. And so I'm assuming majority of the nutrients for the body comes from the small intestine. And then maybe it's hypothetically possible that some of the critical ingredients for the body and the brain come from the large intestine. And so everything works together. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why we have 17 feet of intestinal tract, and we only focus on the small intestine. But if all the section of intestinal tract absorbs nutrients, mm-hmm. This is an area pharmaceuticals don't have an answer for, a reason.
And what is exactly Acromantia? Is it an amino acid, bacteria, what?
It's a bacteria.
Well, bacteria, okay.
It's classified as a bacteria.
And that's in your product. And what is the name of your product that addresses gut health and incontinence? Or they're two different products?
No, that's the same. What's the same one?
Oh, you said they had different amounts of Acromantia.
They do. Well, the product is all the same. It works on the whole body. And it actually improves brain health as well.
Nice.
So this all comes back to increasing the functionality of the gut. Uh-huh. And so the more efficient the gut can function, the easier it is for the rest of the body to heal itself.
Okay. What's the name of the product?
Acromantia, regulating.
That's the name you gave it?
I don't know what to call it. So if anyone out there has suggestions on what we can call this product.
Are you serious?
I'm not.
Well, it's that new then for you.
I've been playing with it for over a year, but it's only been the last 6 weeks until I understood exactly what it does. And so this is everything I'm talking about is based on experience. This is hard evidence based. I don't think there's any information out there on the planet that has communicated what I'm talking about.
And you test these out, right? I mean, I'm not the guinea pig for your Restore, am I?
No, John, I wouldn't do that to you.
You test them, absolutely. Derek Lee, and is the product for sale on the website?
It's on the website.
Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. Derek Lee of his company there, and Restore is his big daddy product, which I've been taking, and it works as an amino acid complex that works on a cellular level without the chemicals and pharmaceuticals. It's a proprietary amino acid complex formula that he developed, and it's really, really good stuff. I start the day with it. 884-9910 if you want to ask Derek a question, but brainhealthformulas.com and check out his products there. So we'll be back with one more segment with Derek Lee, and then we'll tackle the hot issues and the local issues after 11 o'clock. So we'll be back in a few minutes on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1048.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
It was great having you at the house last night, Derek.
Thanks for having us, John. It was, I enjoyed our conversations.
Yeah.
Beautiful house.
Yeah, my wife was really looking forward to talking to you, being a former doctor. Actually, I say former doctor, she still talks like one, doesn't she?
She's very well informed.
Oh my gosh, she is. and we gave you a tour of the garden.
That was amazing, amazing backyard. Your wife, you guys have done such an amazing job setting that whole thing up. I'm truly impressed.
It's been her pride and joy for decades. And we can't go shopping. We can't go into a store. If there are plants for sale at the store, she has to go through all the plants. And we got more than enough plants. I don't know what to do with all the plants.
Keep watering.
we all have our, hoarding instincts and some things. Let me just say one more thing about Restore, because I'm a big fan of your product, Restore. And the reason you put it together and worked on putting it together in the first place is that you were diagnosed with chronic fatigue syndrome. And I know a lot of people, I don't know if they were diagnosed with it, but they feel like they might have it. That's how a lot of people are right now. And so this, to me, would be a product. I mean, it did a good job for you, right?
Yeah. Yes, yes. Chronic fatigue syndrome is a big issue. People, either if they're diagnosed or not, people just don't have the energy to move these days. And it's unfortunate. I was like that most of my life. Whenever I did move, I would engage my adrenal glands just to move, to function. And I would...
Wait, what? Drain your adrenal glands?
What
is that? How do you do that?
Well, when it's your only way, it's how people who have chronic fatigue syndrome, it's what they do to activate their body. Okay. So they tap into that. It's most of the time it's unconscious. It's just what has to be done in order to get the body to move. I was unaware of that most of my life until I developed Restore. And so then I was able to backtrack throughout my life and start understanding how difficult and challenging my life was. Mm-hmm. From the scientific aspect, looking back, if you don't have the energy to move, we will engage adrenal glands to get ourselves moving. And it's like momentum. Once you throw a rock down a hill, if it's still steep enough, the rock will continue to move and move and move. And that's what I utilized my adrenal glands for, was to get that momentum moving. And as long as I didn't stop moving, I kept going.
Product is called Restore. It's at brainhealthformulas.com. Cholesterol. Why did you want to talk about cholesterol today?
I believe cholesterol is a big topic. I believe cholesterol is a big topic that's not talked about. I believe cholesterol is something medical practitioners just like to blow over because they don't have any answers for cholesterol. And if you look at people who have higher cholesterol, majority of the time they are not young. Majority of the time they are older. So if we can tie that back to gut health, because if we are a teenager, we don't have high cholesterol, since we process nutrients in our gut. And this, I don't know that at the Acromancia formula will take care of the high cholesterol. I know it will encourage the fats to break down properly. Fat Buster, however, does break down cholesterol. And especially if we pair that with Restore, I've actually had phone calls and emails from people saying, hey, I've been taking Restore and Fat Buster in less than 1 month. My cholesterol numbers are lower now than they've ever been, even on statins.
Okay, folks, Fat Buster is Derek's product, which is his answer to Ozempic and Wegovy and those. Now we're hearing a lot of bad things and side effects about them. Julia Michaels was talking about this on Bill Maher last night. Your product does not have those pharmaceuticals. Your product has all natural ingredients.
That's correct.
And what are those natural ingredients again in Fat Buster?
Fat Buster has fucoxanthin, which is an extract from seaweed. Its cousin is astaxanthin, so they work tandemly together. One breaks up fat, one transports the fat to be disposed of.
And it increases metabolism.
That's right. It increases metabolism.
It triggers your metabolism.
Yep. Okay. And it reduces the cravings to eat, because the more we can convert the white fat is the stored fat, brown fat is what's utilized as energy. So there's enzymes in fucoxanthin naturally that converts white fat to brown fat, so we have more available energy to use and burn. Therefore, we're not as hungry because our gut recognizes that there's more accessible energy.
And as you just said, it addresses cholesterol also.
Yeah, cholesterol is a fat that is that does not break down in the intestinal tract and passes directly through the intestinal wall into the blood supply. So when you do get a lab draw, there's unprocessed fats, and this is how our cholesterol increases.
And you test your products, of course, but Fatbuster is so new, you don't even have the bottles made for it yet. You gave it to me in a pouch.
That's right.
And Kathy's been taking it every morning.
It's a great product.
Noticeably different in terms of the hunger pains.
I mean,
there aren't the ones that she's had for a long time.
It's I really enjoy this product. I don't know that I take it twice a day all the time. I take it at least once a day first thing in the morning. And it has a 24-hour, it continues to work for 24 hours. Because even if I take it in the morning one day, I will still see fat floating in the toilet 24 hours later. And that surprises me. Because I didn't recognize it would work that long.
Do it yourself, folks. Check it out. BrainHealthFormulas.com. And that product is called Fatbuster. And, of course, as we talked about, Restore. And what was the name of the other one?
Akkermansia.
Oh, that's right. He's looking for a new name for that.
I am. Because it's,
but it's kind of catchy. Akkermansia.
Right. And so it's a tricky name.
Okay.
It has a lot of potential.
All right. BrainHealthFormulas.com. See how fast this half hour goes with you.
It's amazing.
Amazing. Okay, we got Fox News up next, and then Open Topics, local stuff. John Potter here, 884-9910. And we'll be back after Fox News to talk about the news. And again, Trump, what else? Oh, Catherine Cortez Masto. Can't wait. 884-9910.